Okay, good morning. We're learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim Hilchos Rechilus Klal Tes Halacha Gimel. We just finished the five tnoyim, the five conditions by which Rechilus would be mutter. Good morning, Ez. How are you? Good. We learned the five conditions when it would be mutter. Okay, so now we're going to continue on that idea. The Chafetz Chaim has a halacha. He says, I'm going to explain another subject, another situation, scenario, when there's no prohibition of gossip. For example, if he heard someone say, if I'm going to meet Pliny in a certain place, Akenu, I am going to beat him up. Oy agharafenu va'agatfenu. I will abuse him and I will curse him out. Right? In other words, a guy makes a threat. You know, he's very angry at somebody. Oh, and he says, you know, by the way, so Shmuel is going to be about a bar mitzvah. Oh, that's Shmuel. Oh, the last time I saw him. Listen, if I see Shmuel by bar mitzvah, I'm going to tell you, I don't care who's watching. I'm going to take him into the lobby. I'm going to make chant out of him, right? That's what he says. So let's say you hear Reuven say that about Shmuel. No. You feel it is appropriate for you to do what? Prepare Shmuel for this occasion, right? Oh, for example, Shoshamim Manasher B'tzolah Hazik Ben Yimon. Oh, he says, this guy, if I see him, I'm going to take a hammer and smash his car in. Because what he did to me, I'm going to go and smash his car in. Not going to get excited with these ideas, huh? Tali Bazet. He says, if this fellow already, we know, has a chazakah, he's done this before. In other words, it's not out of character for this Reuven to beat somebody up. It won't be the first time. He's a guy with a temper. He's a fellow that when he says he's going to do something, he goes ahead and does it. You know, he's a man of his word. And we know that it's very possible that a kakatak of Reuven says, Shmuel, this bar mitzvah, forget it, you know. Oshu makalfiya inyan shaliot zachein mipiv b'der gazna ba'ama. Or he understands from the way he's saying it that he's not exaggerating. You can tell, listen, 9 out of 10 times, at least amongst us over here, we hear it, you know, 9 out of 10 times we hear, oh, I'm going to kill him. You know, no one over here means he's going to kill him, you know, I hope, you know. He says, oh my, I am so upset with him. I'm just going to beat him up. I'm just going to beat him up. You're not going to beat him up, you're not going to kill him, you're not going to this. Oh, and 10 seconds after you see him, you can be friends. Most of the times, guys are exaggerating. But let's say Yunus fellow, he's not exaggerating. What this guy did to me, I'm just going to take him, a little bit of a pachet, right? So he's not gozen ba'am, it's not exaggerating. Bevadai, yasake is that we do. Tzorach le'galo is over zekshenegdo. You are obligated. Remember, if you remember, all the way back last year, when we learned Hilchos Lashon Hara, you know, it's a maman of shach, as we say. It's either way. Either it's aser or it's mutter. Because, you know, if this guy's really going to, when he says, I'm going to beat him up, he's really going to beat him up. Tzorach le'galo is over zekshenegdo. You are obligated to go ahead and tell the other fellow, listen, you should know that Reuven, he's going to see you there, he's going to beat you up. Maybe you could do something to prepare yourself to defend yourself. So you won't get embarrassed, you won't get beaten up by this fellow. However, of course, you have to keep to all the conditions we said earlier. You can't exaggerate, you can't overdo it. You have to make sure that you really heard it from him. Again, you have to go through it in your mind, like we just said, you understand it. But if you hear A say that if I see B somewhere, I'm really going to beat him up, and you really believe him, and you think it's really for sure, and it's not exaggerated, then adarabba, it's a big mitzvah, as we're going to see in Halacha Dalet tomorrow, we'll continue tomorrow. It's a big mitzvah to actually, you gotta see what you can do to fix up the situation. But if you can't fix up the situation, you're obligated to prepare Shimon and to give him this rechilus, this mutter rechilus, so to speak, so that he'll be able to prepare himself and he won't get hurt or embarrassed by Reuven. Okay.